The comparison particles. Matt here.
안녕하세요. I'm Kaijin.
In this lesson, you'll learn particles that are useful for making comparisons. The conversation takes place at a school.
It's between Tony and Eunhee.
The speakers are friends, so they'll be using informal Korean. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
우리 반 아이들 중에서 누가 가장 힘이 셀까?
글쎄, 용우가 마이크보다 키가 더 크니까 힘도 더 세지 않을까?
마이크보다 용우가 키가 더 크지만 용호는 마이크만큼 근육이 있는 것 같지 않아.
맞아. 그래도 용우 몸무게는 마이크 몸무게보다 더 나갈 것 같아. 그래서 힘도 더 세지 않을까?
모르겠어. 어차피 나는 우리 반 누구보다도 힘이 세지 않으니까 계속 열심히 운동할래.
리슨 투 더 컨버세이션 원 타임 슬로우리.
우리 반 아이들 중에서 누가 가장 힘이 셀까?
글쎄, 용호가 마이크보다 키가 더 크니까 힘도 더 세지 않을까?
마이크보다 용호가 키가 더 크지만 용호는 마이크만큼 근육이 있는 것 같지 않아.
맞아. 그래도 용호 몸무게는 마이크 몸무게보다 더 나갈 것 같아. 그래서 힘도 더 세지 않을까?
모르겠어. 어차피 나는 우리 반 누구보다도 힘이 세지 않으니까 계속 열심히 운동할래.
Listen to the conversation with English translation.
우리 반 아이들 중에서 누가 가장 힘이 셀까?
Who do you think is the strongest in our class?
글쎄, 용우가 마이크보다 키가 더 크니까 힘도 더 세지 않을까?
I'm not sure. Youngho is taller than Mike, so wouldn't Youngho be stronger as well?
마이크보다 용호가 키가 더 크지만 용호는 마이크만큼 근육이 있는 것 같지 않아.
Youngho may be taller than Mike, but I don't think Youngho has as many muscles as Mike does.
맞아. 그래도 용호 몸무게는 마이크 몸무게보다 더 나갈 것 같아. 그래서 힘도 더 세지 않을까?
True. But still, it seems like Youngho may weigh more than Mike. Wouldn't that make Youngho stronger?
모르겠어. 어차피 나는 우리 반 누구보다도 힘이 세지 않으니까 계속 열심히 운동할래.
I'm not really sure. Anyway, I don't think I'm stronger than anyone else. So I'll just keep working out, doing my best. Kaijin, is it common to see Korean people comparing each other?
Yes, definitely. You could say it's common to compare ourselves with friends and colleagues more often than people in other countries.
I've heard that Koreans often compare salaries, social status, or the size of their companies.
That's right. It's usually something visible, and it's not just comparing themselves with others. Sometimes parents compare their kids with other kids.
There's a special term related to that situation, right?
Yes, in Korea, there's a term 엄마 친구 아들 or 엄친아.
It means a son of a mother's friend, to mean someone perfect, as it's common to hear mothers talking about their friends, sons, or daughters.
There are pros and cons, but sometimes it seems like young kids learn about competition before they learn about cooperation. This is becoming a social issue that many Koreans worry about.
I see. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
반
class
반 반
Next we have
힘이 세다
to be strong
힘이 세다 힘이 세다
Next we have
키가 크다
to be tall
키가 크다. 키가 크다.
Next we have
근육.
Muscle.
근육. 근육.
Next we have
몸무게.
Weight.
몸무게. 몸무게.
Next we have
어차피
Anyway, at any rate
어차피 어차피
Next we have
운동하다
To exercise
운동하다 운동하다
Next we have
누구보다도
Then anyone else
누구보다도 누구보다도
Next we have
열심히
Hard with all efforts
열심히 열심히
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
어차피
meaning anyway, at any rate. You mostly use this adverb at the beginning of a sentence, as in
어차피 돌아올 거니까 핸드폰을 두고 가요.
Which means, since we'll come back anyway, just leave your phone and go. When you want to mean anyway, you can simply use this one. Cajun, can you give us one more example?
Sure. 어차피 저 옷을 버릴 거니까 가져가도 돼요.
Since I'm going to throw those clothes away anyway, you can take it. Okay, what's the next word?
누구보다도.
Meaning than anyone else.
The noun 누구 means who or anyone. And the phrase 보다도 means even more than.
This phrase can be used to emphasize a comparison between two things, you and others, to mean only you can do or only I can do. Can you give us an example, Cajun?
Sure. For example, it can be used in the sentence, 당신은 누구보다도 나를 잘 알 거예요.
Which means, you know me better than anyone else.
누구 is interchangeable with other nouns too. For example, you can say, 선생님보다도 수학을 잘합니다.
Which means I do math better than my teacher. And next we have
열심히
meaning hard or with all efforts.
It has the word 열 which is derived from the Chinese character meaning heat or hot and 심 meaning heart.
These make up the meaning of hard, passionately. Or literally means with the heat from the heart. Koreans use this adverb before a verb to convey enthusiasm quite often.
That's right. The most commonly used expressions have this adverb, such as 열심히 공부하다,
meaning to study hard,
or 열심히 일하다,
meaning to work hard. Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn particles that are useful for comparison.
We have 중에서, 만큼, and 보다.
Okay, what's first?
중에서.
This literally means in the middle of or among in English.
중 is the word meaning in the middle or at the center of.
It can be used to single out a specific noun from a group. It comes with a noun indicating groups such as
1학년,
meaning first grade. It can also be used in
1학년 중에 or 1학년 중에서,
among first graders.
The usage is simple. You can put the group noun first, then add 중에서.
Using the particle, how can you say Korean is the easiest among foreign languages?
First, you can say 외국어, which is a noun meaning foreign language, then say 중에서. So all together, it would be 외국어 중에서.
Among foreign languages, or literally, in the middle of foreign languages.
Then you can say 한국어가 제일 쉬워요,
which means Korean is the easiest. Can you read the full sentence?
Sure. 외국어 중에서 한국어가 제일 쉬워요.
Korean is the easiest among foreign languages. Okay, what's the next particle?
Next, we have 만큼.
This is the particle you can use to indicate a degree or an extent. It comes directly after a noun, and it means as much as or equal to. Can you give us an example?
Using Hong Kong or Hong Kong as an example, you can say 홍콩만큼 to mean equal to Hong Kong.
Using the word, I think we can make a Korean sentence meaning Seoul is a city that is equally as busy as Hong Kong, right?
That's right. You can say 서울은 홍콩만큼 바쁜 도시입니다.
First, Cajun said the subject.
서울은.
Then said
홍콩만큼,
meaning equal to Hong Kong. Then the rest of them.
바쁜 도시입니다,
meaning it's a busy city.
You can put the phrase 홍콩만큼 at the beginning of a sentence too, as in 홍콩만큼 서울은 바쁜 도시입니다. It means the same.
Okay. And you can use this particle with verbs too, right?
Yes. When it's used with a verb, you need to add 늘 or 을 to the verb stem, 을만큼 or 늘만큼.
When this particle is used with a verb, you can mean verb A, so much that, verb B, or verb A, enough to, verb B. Using this pattern, how can you say, it's expensive enough to be surprising, in Korean?
놀랄만큼 비싸다.
So we have the first verb,
놀라다,
which means to surprise.
And it's conjugated as 놀랄, then followed by the particle 만큼, 놀랄만큼,
which means enough to be surprising.
And next, we have the second verb 비싸다, which means to be expensive.
So altogether we have
놀랄만큼 비싸다.
It's expensive enough to be surprising. Listeners, don't forget to check out the lesson notes to learn more examples. Okay, what's the last particle?
Lastly, we have 보다, meaning more than. The usage is simple. You just need to put a noun, then the particle 보다, to mean more than something.
Using this, how can you say more than me?
You can say 나보다, using the pronoun 나, meaning I or me.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
안녕히 계세요!
"우리 반 아이들 중에서 누가 가장 힘이 셀까?"
"글쎄, 용우가 마이크보다 키가 더 크니까 힘도 더 세지 않을까?"
"마이크보다 용우가 키가 더 크지만 용호는 마이크만큼 근육이 있는 것 같지 않아."
"맞아. 그래도 용우 몸무게는 마이크 몸무게보다 더 나갈 것 같아. 그래서 힘도 더 세지 않을까?"
"모르겠어. 어차피 나는 우리 반 누구보다도 힘이 세지 않으니까 계속 열심히 운동할래.